Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to MikeSpirit.fm, broadcasting to you live from Blog Talk Radio, from Spreaker, even in MikeSpirit.fm in the website, and you are welcome. It's normally Oscar on tonight. Oscar is off doing other things tonight, so he's left me in full control. Well, best person to leave in full control, really, I suppose, because, you know, this is a network that I've built up myself, and, you know, I really enjoy and love having particularly Oscar and the rest of the guys here on MikeSpirit.fm being a part of this team. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about myself, because we have just launched a brand new website, and I'm now going to announce to you that website. It's www.mikedavismedium.com. Check out that. It's full of wonderful things, how to obtain private readings of myself. There's going to be a radio blog in there as well. There is one there at the moment, but unfortunately it is all music because I haven't had a chance to do the blogs as far as yet, but fear not, it will. The calendar or the diary will be updated very, very soon. So, you know, I thank you all for going on there. Come and join us on Facebook. Again, quite simple, Mike Davis Medium, trying to keep things all the same, so it's simple. The chat rooms are open. Come and join us in the chat room of blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And then you'll find the show page there with it being Oscar, Oscar's show page. And that's where you'll be able to chat to us live in the chat room. Or alternatively, you can call in today for a reading. The numbers you need to dial, it's 760-283-4611, or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a if you go to the show page of Mike Spirit FM, you'll see Oscar's show there, and there is where you will find the Skype button. You can press that button and it'll become free for you to call in. So if you are in the USA, it's free for you to call in, or even if you just are on Skype, call in via the Skype button number, and that's where you'll be able to be to find us. Now, I do have a little bit of music lined up here for you today, because I know that Oscar loves his music. I know that he loves playing music at the very beginning of the show, so I'm not going to change anything. I wanted to keep it exactly the same and just keep the seat warm, so to speak, ready for Oscar to return next week. As you know, I really enjoy listening to Oscar and enjoy his work. So let me just press this button here and we'll see where we're going.
Yeah. plans, unwrap them in the sand. What would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night. What I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get it, get that Subway. And back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays, we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if you can make them wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days. Before the politics, there we go, the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listening to my mixtape. And back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is only made of what's called five is right. So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music? Airplane.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
Hope that you enjoyed that that track there. I know for one, I certainly did. It's a track that, well, I enjoyed a few years ago because that track came on and then I was invited. It came out live on the radio and then I was invited to tour Spain. So that was absolutely wonderful. And, you know, it's a song that I hold close and dear to my heart. And, you know, as I talk about tours, I know that Oscar's been advertising extensively here on Mike Spirit FM for this coming Friday, which is a venue that Oscar was doing with myself at Pentrekaiba Hall. I know Oscar couldn't get his mouth around saying Pentrekaiba Hall, but that's how you pronounce it, Pentrekaiba Hall in Aberdeen this Friday. Unfortunately, that show has had to be cancelled for circumstances beyond our control, but it will be rescheduled in, and it's probably going to be maybe towards like the end of the year, beginning of next year. So anyone that wants to come along to that, I do apologize to each and every one of you personally, from myself and from Oscar, but that's been had to be put back for, as I said, reasons beyond our control. I know that I have some exciting things coming up. If you listen to my show, which is live every Sunday at 8 p.m. UK time, then which is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, and it's noon Pacific Standard Time. I'm getting my head around all these different time zones. It's taking its time, but I'm getting there. You know, you will know if you listen to my show that I'm going to Florida very soon. The 26th of October, I'll be flying out to Florida for 2 weeks with a wonderful person, a lady called Sarah Spiritual. And incidentally, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Sarah Spiritual and the things that we got coming up, because I know in just 3 weeks' time, my show on the Sunday show will be live, coming to you live from a haunted location. A location that's featured on Most Haunted, which is a program that we have here in the UK. If you're not in the UK and you don't know about Most Haunted, it's a program that was featured here with a famous medium, called Derek Acora, and he was going around haunted locations, and it was all filmed, it was on TV, an absolutely wonderful series. And, you know, we're going there to raise some money for a charity for a young lad that actually got brutally killed by a gas explosion that ripped this house apart and a group of people have got together, a ghost investigation team has got together there to raise money for that charity. And, you know, we're taking the radio station there live. I'll be walking around after as one of the mediums. And Sarah Spiritual will be the guest on my show at that time. So I know that she's looking really forward to that. I'm really looking forward to it. And also looking forward to going over to Florida with Sarah. But I know that one of our producers, Ken, I know Ken is trying his best to be there with us at that investigation. I'm sure that things will work out. I know he's been sending out his thoughts to the spirit world. And, you know, I might have a little bit of news for Ken a little bit later on. Who knows? You know, I might even bring him on live on here and even talk to Ken about this. That would be exciting for him. But we'll see what develops as the show goes on. You know, if you want to get in contact with me, you can either via Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, my brand new website, which has been launched today, which I'm very excited about, is MikeDavisMedium.com. You can catch Mike Spirit FM on Facebook as well. Come in over there and like us and like the page. Plenty of ways for you to get in touch with us. I think it's about time that we opened up the phone lines today. Because I know that there's quite a few of you calling in already to speak to me to see if I can help you with a few things. And I hope that I can help you and, you know, connect with your lovely people in the spirit world. Because, you know, that's exactly what I do. I'm a medium. I'm clairaudient, clairsentient, and clairvoyant, which means clairaudient means I'm able to hear the spirit world. And, you know, I've been told about I need to explain myself. Sometimes, so I'm going to do that right now. Okay, audience is to hear the spirit world. As you are hearing me, even now that we're on the radio, you listen to us live or even listen to us in the podcast, it doesn't really matter. But as you're hearing me, that's how I hear the spirit world. And that's clairaudient. Clairvoyant is I'm able to see the spirit. And the spirit comes that close to me that I'm able to see them, as you would see regular people, ordinary people, if you like, living people, call ourselves what you want. You know, I'm able to have that ability to see them as well. But also, clairsentient. Clairsentience means that I'm able to sense the spirit world. So I know when there's someone there with me. And sometimes they just give me a sensation of things, maybe a smell, a taste, a feeling. And that's how clairsentience works. You know, there's lots of other avenues of working for the spirit world. That's the three main ways that the spirit world actually connects there with myself. And I'm really honored that they actually do that and love my work dearly for the spirit world. You know, it's been an exciting 19 years of my work. It really has. And, you know, I hope the next 19 years will be just as successful as the last 19 years, you know. I look back on my life and I think to myself, wow, you know, the spirit world has put me in some places, you know, going back to 2009. You know, I remember early 2009 that I was invited to go along to these awards and you had to work. You know, there was a big group of people that was invited to these awards and, you know, you had to give a short demonstration of your mediumship here in Wales. And I give my demonstration of my mediumship and I was lucky enough to win that competition for Wales. So then I went on to the national stage, if you like, and I was out of Wales, England and Scotland. And when the winners from each region came together, I was fortunate and luckily and, you know, elated to walk away with the trophy to making myself the national award winning medium, which was, you know, really exciting. And again, thank the spirit world for that, because that was absolutely amazing. And again, you know, as we played the song earlier on, allow me to tour Spain and you know, tour Florida. I know I've got Norway booked in November, which again, I'm really excited about going to Norway with a lovely lady, actually, and a very spiritual lady, may I add in there, because, you know, I've spoken to her several times now. And, you know, I must say, what a spiritual lady she is, you know, and I'm really looking forward to that journey as well. And you know, as I say, I sit back each and every day and I think to myself, I think to the spirit world, should I say, you know, I'm just thankful that they have chosen me as their channel, you know, because I think to myself, it's not about how they work with me or what they do. They have chosen me as their channel. They've chosen to come along and work with me. And your loved ones, as they come through, they've chosen me as their channel to conduct their message, to pass their love on, which is absolutely fantastic, you know. And when we think of it, it's like a reunion. And you know, joining the two worlds together with me as the conduit, the in-between bit, you know, I absolutely adore and love my work for the spirit world. But, you know, I can gab away and take up this whole hour of this show by talking about me and about the spirit world. You know, I could talk about the spirit world forever. I really could, because I love the spirit world, you know, of the way it works, the mechanics behind it, how it comes through a spirit, to a spirit. I'm not going to take any more of your time. I'm going to go to the phone lines. And I know that we have callers online. I do believe that we have Anne there. Anne, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Anne. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. Okay. See, Anne, that's another thing that amazes me with the spirit world. How far we actually reach, isn't it? Wow, New Jersey. Well, welcome to you from New Jersey there, Anne. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'd like to know if you could connect with anybody, any spirit that comes through.
Okay, then I'll do my very best if you want, okay?
Thank you.
I always say that I'll do my very best because, you know, as I just explained, you know, it's not all about, it's certainly not about me, you know? I'm nobody different. You know, even though that I have this ability, it doesn't make me special, you know? It doesn't make me any different to anyone else. You know, if they want to use me, I'm here. If they don't, then I can't give you anything, you know. And I always say that because I can't guarantee anybody to come through. But, you know, hopefully, Anne, it's never let me down in the last 19 years. And hopefully tonight or today, whatever your time zone is, it's not going to be any different, isn't it? Let's just, okay. See, as I'm saying that, you know, I've got them this coming in already. And, you know, the first thing I have is a lady that wants to build a vibration up here with me. And as this lady does do just that, I believe that she connects there with you within your mum's side, your family, because she sits to my right-hand side, which means it's your mum's side, your family, as she sits there with you, please. And I do believe that this lady, she certainly, you know, it's like as if I want I need to clear my chest. I know that this lady complained of her chest. She, as if something stuck there, I want to cough, I want to start, I want to say being physically, as if I want to be sick, okay, as if I want to start, because I need to get this cleared off my chest, and she tells me it didn't clear, she keeps saying to me. Now, I know that this lady makes me aware that there would have been, like, medical professional around us. I don't know whether she was in the hospital when she passed, or she was in and out of the hospital, or the medical profession there, but I know that she makes me aware of the medical profession around her. I certainly know as well that before she passed there, that she kind of slimmed down, because I know that I'm looking at her and she seems to slim down, particularly in her body there, before she passes on to the spirit world. Now, I believe that this lady is your grandmother. So do you understand this as your grandmother there, please, Anne?
My grandmother. It could be my grandmother, yes.
Okay. Excuse me, and as your grandmother, see, and as I believe this is your grandmother, would I be right in saying to you that she, when she passed on to the spirit world, now she makes me aware that she's a nice age. Now, whatever a nice age is to pass, I don't know, but she makes me aware that she was like coming into her like late 70s, maybe touching into early 80s, I'd say, when she passed. Does that fit with your grandmother, please?
It would fit more with my mother.
More with your mum? Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Now, see, I can get things wrong, but she certainly gives me this feeling of being warm and comfortable, and she wants to wrap her arms around me as like a mum or a grandmum certainly would there, okay? Let me have a little bit more information on her then, just to clarify, I have, or I say I have with me, because I know that she comes very close. Now, she makes me aware as well that she was the kind of person in this life, you know, she didn't really want to accept too much help of everyone. She was quite proud of herself. And I believe that when she was here with us, that she would always like to do things herself. Very independent was this lady when she was here with us, because she makes her way of this being independent. And she says to me, you know, in the end, I kind of had to give in. So I know that she would have had to give in to, you know, accepting that help, if you want, before she passes there, okay? Now, is that right with your mum?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I do apologize for calling your grandma mother, but if it's your mum, then I'm happy. But I know as your mum kind of just gently comes into the vibration here, she says to me, you know, it's been a little while, okay? So you'd understand that, and it's been a little while since she's made her communication here. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she says to me that you need her in your life at the moment. So would I be right in saying to you that there's a need for, like, comfort, there's a need for upliftment in your life at the minute, is that right?
Uh-huh, yes.
She talks to me of the feeling of being, like, let down. So would you understand that you feel as if you've been let down of late?
Yes.
And, you know, it's like as if it's, you know, I want to get mad. Not mad with you, please don't get me wrong, but this is how you feel, isn't it? That you feel as if you're getting mad about this, because it's like all those that are supposed to be helping you, supposed to be doing the most there for you, it's kind of making you kind of a little bit mad. Do you understand this?
I do. Yes, I absolutely do.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you there, Anne, that, you know, as she makes her connection as well, that she says to me, you know, you keep feeling as if you're alone in this life, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh, yep.
And you feel as if, like, why don't people pull themselves together? And this is where she wants me to get mad, and as I said, I don't mean to. And I don't mean to laugh at anything, but, you know, she just, I want to bang my hands up on the table. I want to start getting annoyed. But you'd understand, you know, why don't they pull themselves together? Why don't they do what they need to do? You know, instead of just going along and doing things wrong, so you'd understand that people around you feel is doing the wrong things at the moment. You feel as if you're being let down by them. You feel like a lack of support, a lack of help there. And, you know, there's so much you need to get done. But I know that you are aware of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
That's correct. I am. Yeah.
See, because she tells me here, okay, you know exactly of when she's closer on you, and when other people like this lady, like your mum, is close there with you from the spirit world, because she says to me, you know when we come close, and she says to me, more often than not, of late, they've been coming closer to you, and you've been feeling more energy around you from the spirit world. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Perfect, okay, because she says to me, you tell her about how close that we really are there to her, and make sure that she understands, make sure that she knows that we are so close there with her at the moment. There's something to do about breaking free from something. So would you understand that you're either, I need to get this right off her, you feel as if you like have got like a pull from something to go elsewhere, or I want to move into a different direction in your life. Do you understand of this? There, Anne.
I do. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you're quite confused about it, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Because she says to me, that's the reason why you've called in for tonight, because you want some clarification up on that. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. See, you know, when the spirit world comes close like this, you know, I get all excited, because, you know, it's absolutely perfect. And she says to me, you know, of where you need the guidance upon this thing there, okay? She says to me, follow your inner feeling. Follow, you understand, you get lots of gut feelings, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Lots of gut feelings and synchronicities.
Perfect. Because she says to me there about follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires you, okay? Talk about your back. Is it a problem that you have with your back at the minute then? Your lower part of your back?
Once in a while I get a little bit of sciatica, I think, and yeah, my lower back, but it's just from lifting things or the way I lay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, because she says to me, talk about your back. Okay, so again, it's your mum's way of proving to you, isn't it, that she's closer on your vibration, okay?
Yeah.
And she also wants me to talk to you about, you need to get a letter written now. You stop putting it off. Do you understand that you've been putting something, you need to get a letter together, compile a letter together for something, and you've been kind of putting it off for a little while, is that right?
Yeah, actually, I just emailed somebody today about that letter.
Perfect. Okay, so doesn't that just show us how close the spirit world are really to us, okay? Because she talks to me about the letter, you need to start getting it together. Get it sent off, because, you know, you've dragged your heels long enough about it, and it's been a burden without me being sounding offensive, but it's been like a bit of a burden. It's now like a, so if you've already done that, it's like a weight off your mind. You feel a bit more, I can breathe more easily now. Does that make sense there, Joanne?
Yeah, it's just an inventory sheet. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so long as you understand it, that's the important thing
yeah.
here. Now, I know I could work with you for a long time there, Anne, because I know that there's quite a host of people that, you know, they all just flooding in now. There's a gentleman
yeah.
that I talk to you about, and there's, you know, this gentleman tells me that when he passed, it was very sudden, because I know you went home to the spirit world very quickly when he
yeah.
passed it. He talks to me about, you know, he was out, so I know that he wasn't in the home, because he says, I was out, and I just passed,
yeah.
and you know, without me sounding offensive, I don't mean to come across in any way, but the way he wants me to say it to you, but I just dropped, okay, that's how he says it to me, I just dropped. I know I passed home quickly there, home to the spirit world, but I was out, I wasn't in my home. And he says to me, you know, I was there for a little while before anyone kind of realized of what happened. Does that make sense to you? So either that people didn't recognize that he had passed, or people, he was on his own for a little while, but he says to me about, they didn't know. Do you understand of this?
That could have been my father, because he passed in the hospital and he went really quick.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I know that that's what he talks about. I went quick, and I know that they didn't know. Okay, they didn't know. And that's what he talks to me about. Now, Anne, I know that if this is your dad, would I be right in saying to you that your dad was a very hard-working kind of a gentleman of when he was here with us?
Yes, he was. Uh-huh.
Okay. See, because I know that's what he makes me aware of to say to you, because I know, say again, it's your dad's way. So I've got your mum and dad that's close there with you, okay? Okay. So when your mum and dad was here together, they seemed to get on, but sometimes, you know, they kind of, could have got at each other so bad. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand that.
They're having a good go at each other by you. I've got to be honest with you. You know, it's like, it's my turn. No, it's not. It's my turn. You've had your go. And I believe that's the way that they're coming through you. That they're having a right go with each other. But, you know, on face value, I would say that these two really got on and gelled together. And I believe it's like, you know, one was the strong. See, and I believe it's your mum was the strongest one. Is that right?
Oh, most definitely. We called her the general.
There we are. Because that's exactly how she's coming through. I'm still having my turn. So wait, okay, that's what she wants me to say, because that's what that's exactly the way she would have been in this life when she was having her turn. Leave her alone, okay, because she was having her say, okay. But, you know, your dad, I'm going to move on to your dad, because your mum is quite content in what she's had to say there. Now, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, for a little while there before your dad passed, okay, if I said to you that he was all out of sorts for a little while, would that make sense there to you?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, because he seems all out of sorts here to me, and it's like a little bit confused, if I can say that to you without being offensive, because I know that I'm a little confused here with him. And, you know, he just talks to me about he loved his life.
Yes,
he enjoyed his life the way that it was, okay, and he says to me, I wouldn't have changed it for nothing,
yes.
Okay? He talks about the three. So are you one of three there then, Anne, or something? Why did you talk about three?
Three daughters.
Sorry?
He loved his three daughters.
Ah, perfect. Because he says, the three, okay? I need to talk about the three. So you have two sisters then, Anne, yeah?
I do. I have two sisters.
Okay. Now, So you're not the oldest, though, are you?
I am.
You are? Okay, well, okay. He says to me, tell her about the oldest. Okay, so... Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that your younger sister, then, there must be quite an age gap between you and your
My youngest, yes.
Okay. 'Cause I know
years.
That okay, see, perfect. Because I know that there's a big gap, okay? That's where he talks about. Talk about the eldest, because I believe the eldest, which obviously is yourself, because you just said that to me. Would I be right in saying that you had a, like, you believe you had it tough, didn't you?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that where you feel you had it tough, that it's like everything landed up on your doorstep, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah. And you know that infuriated you as when you was younger. Is that right?
Kind of. Yeah, because I was the oldest, so everything was always on me.
Yeah, yeah, but no. Now I'm the youngest, so I know what you mean by the eldest. No, what I mean that by that is you feel as if like your sisters, you had a part of, not saying that you had to bring your sisters up, but you certainly had a role to play there. Is that right?
Yes. Uh huh.
Perfect. Okay, because he says to me about you know, nothing was meant intentionally. So where you feel as if you had a bit of a rough deal, it was never meant intentionally. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love my sister, so.
Perfect. Because yeah. He says to me there about, I need to dry up the tears, okay? So obviously that there's been a feeling of, like, emotion about this. And he says to me, nothing was ever meant intentionally, okay?
I know that.
Perfect. Okay. And I know I need to move on here, okay?
Absolutely.
As you can hear, my dog is going nuts in the background here, which is fine. And please take the Is Love, okay? You know, if you want to download a copy of your reading, please do so, okay? Come on over to Mike Spirit FM. That's where you will find today's show. Download the copy. You know, come and join me on my brand new website today. You know, just launched today, MikeDavisMedium.com. I got to get my mind around that, saying that now, because it's only been launched today. And, you know, come join us on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Keep it all the same, simple, or even MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook as well. It's a like page. I say thank you very much for calling me, Lan.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you for taking so long with me. I really appreciate it. And I will book a private with you. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Anne. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, before I go to the next caller now, I'm going to play a little something here for you, because as you can hear, poor Marley in the background, you would know that my dog's name is Marley. He's going nuts, so I'm going to sort my little Marley out, and I'll come straight back to you just after this.
Everyone has lost their heads around.
welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, you're more than welcome for being here. You listen to me, Mike Davis, on Oscar, I'm going to pronounce it, Verlegos show. Tonight, as Oscar is busy doing other things. And Oscar will be joining us back next week. So I'm just keeping the seat warmer, so to speak, here for Oscar. But if you want to call in, you can do. The numbers you need to call in on is 760-283-4611. Or you can dial 001-760-283-4611. If you are outside the USA, and if you are outside the USA, obviously remembering that is a chargeable number, but there is there is a Skype button in Blog Talk Radio. So if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, you can press the Skype button, and that way it is free. Or alternatively, just dial a number and we will pick up your call as soon as we can. I know the phone lines are very busy at the moment, and we will do our very best here for you. I know that we have Laurie next online. Laurie, are you there with us? Hi, hello. Laurie.
Hi.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
From Washington State. Okay, absolutely wonderful. And, you know, it surprises me how, you know, how quick we can trot around the globe, you know, each and every time I do the show, and it's absolutely amazing. But what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'm wondering about my son. He was in the Navy, and now I think he's back here in town, and, you know, I'm wondering if he's going to come and see me, and it's going to be his birthday, August 26th. And I'm wondering if he will talk to me anytime soon.
Okay. My forte is to link to the spirit world.
Okay.
Okay, so I will do my very best to do that there for you, okay, and give you exactly what they come for and what they tell me. Is that okay for you?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, see, I know I've got a lady, again, first of all, the builds up by the side of me here, and I know as this lady builds up, I know that she's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body there before she passes on to the spirit world. I know that she would have been a lady that makes me aware that certainly that she complained of, like, arthritis there or something, because I know that the hands seem to be, like, drooped down a little there, so I know that it's, like, arthritis, and I know that her grip was lost towards the end of her life. I know that she had difficulty in holding on to things. I know that she had difficulty in gripping things as well towards the end of her life there. She tells me that her mind started to go a little, okay? So I know that she got quite forgetful, if I can say that, that she, before she passes on to the spirit world, because I know that she makes it aware that she forgot a few things towards the end of her life there. Do you understand of who she is there?
I don't. I don't quite know anyone that had a nice body.
Let me talk to you of a lady that connects to your mum's side. Okay, because I know that within your mum's side, if I said to you that there's like five of them there within your mum's side, is that right?
Yeah, probably.
You're not really sure, are you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, and you know, I respect that because, you know, if you ask me too much about my side of my family, my mum's side or my dad's side, I wouldn't have a clue. I really wouldn't. But that's fine because I know that this lady is with me, okay? Now, I'm asking that this lady the same question that you asked me. Is your son coming to see you? I know that his birthday is coming because you said that. But, you know, she says to me that, would I be right in saying that there was a big disagreement the last time you saw your son, and this would have been about him going away in the first place. Would that be right?
Well, we never really had a big disagreement, but his dad, you know, cuts me down to him, and he's staying at one of his dad's houses, and, you know,
okay.
He's kind of loyal to his father now, and you know, I'm really afraid that he's not going to speak to me again.
Okay. The thing I'm hearing is he will be in contact. Okay. He will be in contact. Okay.
Okay.
But if I say to you that I don't know how long he's been back in New York or where you are, but I don't know how long he's been there. But if I say to you, it's only been like the first couple of weeks. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I want clarification. See, because as I said to you that, you know, he will be back in contact, I want clarification of this lady in the spirit world to confirm this. So no, he's only been back just a few weeks. If that, and if I said to you that it was a longer, I want to say, tour this time, would you understand this? It was a longer tour?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, see, okay. Now, if I said to you that you feel let down and you feel disappointed by him, hasn't already made contact just yet, is that right?
Yes.
Now, would I be right in saying to you as well there that there's like, you need to tell him something as well? You need him to be in contact so that you can talk to him about something that's gone on in your life of late, is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that I'm being told that there's issues that you need to talk to your son about. And, you know, he will come into your life quite soon because you will be able to get these off your chest. I know that there's like new developments within this thing you need to talk to him about. Would you understand there's been new developments of late?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that there's like something is I don't even know if it's even if it is a word, but worsened? It's got worse over the last few, or this time, but it's got worse, isn't it? And you need to explain to him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm being told from this lady here that, you know, you've had to deal with all of this emotion all on your own. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost as if you feel as if you're fighting a losing battle at the moment. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, there's a gentleman that's joined the lady who is quite stern in his character. He was quite strict in his ways. I know that he's quite drawn, because I know as he shows me his face, he's quite drawn in his features there. I know that he liked to be cleanly shaven throughout his life there, because he just makes reference to me, and you know, I'm cleanly shaven, and he just makes reference that he likes it, okay, like that. So I know that he would be cleanly shaven. Now, I believe that this gentleman makes me aware of when he passed, that he makes me aware was the heart that took him home to the spirit world. Of when he passed. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that this must be like your dad or something there? Because I know that he comes so close to me. You know, he makes me all tingly, all inside. So I know that it's like a dad feeling here of him. Is that right?
I think it might be my grandfather.
That's fine. Okay. See, because sometimes dads come close and granddads come close like fathers and so on. So you would have been close to your grandfather, is that right?
Yes.
Perfect, okay, because I know that he's with us at the minute. He's just joined us. And he tells me here that, you know, I know that you've tried to make communication with the spirit world for a long time. You've been trying for a long time, haven't you?
Yes.
And it just doesn't seem to be working. Are you okay, he says to me, you've had bits, but never anything of a substantial thing to prove conclusively that the spirit world is with you. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm really pleased that these people have come through here today for you to give you that conclusive proof, okay? Now, I'm being told as well that you was awful undecided and indecisive this morning when you woke up. Would I be right in saying to you that you was kind of like couldn't make your mind up of what you wanted to wear this morning, is that right?
No, not really. I didn't even bother getting dressed this morning.
Okay.
But I have to get housework done.
Okay, hang on a minute then. Even though that you're saying to me that you haven't even bothered getting dressed, see, I don't feel, even though that might be right, now you may have gone to your wardrobe and pulled something out, or your cupboard and pulled something out, but put it back. Was that the case earlier on today?
Not really.
Okay, hang on a minute.
I've been cleaning.
You've been what, sorry?
I've been cleaning. I have to clean, and it's, you know, hard to decide where to put everything.
Okay. Now, why do I want to say to you that there's something to do with, like, wearing white? Either that... Do you understand where I'm going?
No. No.
Okay. Do you have, like, this like, white blouse? White shirt?
I have some, but I haven't been wearing any white lately.
Okay. No. Okay. And that's fine. I understand.
Nothing clean. Nothing
okay.
Clean and ready to wear.
Okay. I believe I want to say to you that there's a reason for you wearing this white shirt. Okay. I believe that you're gonna have some kind of call, maybe from your son or maybe from someone to say to you that your son is coming to visit you. Okay. And I believe that you're going to pull something out of the wardrobe. It's going to be white. And this is what you're going to be wearing when your son comes to visit you. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that when he visits, sorry, that you have to wear white all the time for him to visit. Please don't get me wrong. When he will visit you, you will be wearing white at that particular time. Okay. Remember, I've said it to you because it's important. And this is what your granddad tells me. Okay. He says to me, come on, girl, we have to pull ourselves together. We have to try and uplift ourselves, even though it's difficult, even though that there's lots going on in your life, physically and emotionally at the minute. He tells me that, you know, if we perk ourselves up, things will seem a lot different once we try and uplift our feelings. Do you understand this?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He talks to me about that there's lots of healing that's needed around you. There's lots of energy that's needed in your life. So would I be right in saying that you feel as if you're quite low upon your energy at the moment? Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Because I know that's exactly what he tells me there, okay, that you feel physically and emotionally drained, okay? Now, I know
yes.
that your sleep pattern is all out of sorts. You haven't had a decent night's sleep for a long time, have you?
Right.
And you keep sure. waking up in the middle of the night, is that right?
Yes.
And he says to me that you sometimes wake up in the mornings and you feel worse than what you did when you went to bed. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. He tells me as well that, you know, you probably sleep for maybe an hour before you wake up, and then you maybe drift back off for an hour and then you wake back up, and it's like that all night, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's how he builds his vibration. See, he knows everything about your life, okay? You know, never feel that you're alone, because the spirit world is always there with you, always around your vibration, and will always do their best there for you, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling, okay? Remembering that you can download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. You know, you can connect with me on Facebook under Mike Davis Medium. You can like our Facebook page of MikeSpirit.fm, or even come and join me on my brand new website that was launched today, and that's www.MikeDavisMedium.com. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Just waiting up on my producer there for 1 minute, and he will. But let me just say hi to all the people that's in the chat room. I know that I've been having a few private messages from, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but you're coming all up in boxes. I'm going to type back to you, just saying hi to you. And I can't see, so you need to change your fonts because I can't see your message. And my wonderful producer has now told me that we have Jill online. Hi, Jill, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Jill. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
From Illinois. Okay, absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm processing some really heavy-duty abuse by my family. I need to talk to my sister about something, and I'm afraid. And do you get any messages for me?
Okay, okay. So let me make a link to the spirit, will you? Okay, and we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, because, you know, as I've said several times, and if you've heard my show, which you probably have there, Jill, you know, it's nothing about me. It's not it's nothing about Mike Davis, but it's all about the spirit, okay?
I know.
As far as I'm concerned, okay? So let me build the communication up there, and we'll see what where we're going here. Okay. There's a gentleman, first of all, that joins us here, Jill, okay? And as this gentleman joins me, I believe that he links quite closely with you. I believe this is your dad, if I'm honest here with you, okay? And mind you, but the way I've been working tonight, dads is coming in as granddads, and granddads are coming in as dads, so bear with us, but I believe he is your dad a minute, okay? Now, as this gentleman would have been before he passed on to the spirit world, he tells me that, you know, he had a condition that worsened and worsened and worsened until he passed. So now that he would have complained, he would have suffered for a little while before he passed on to the spirit world, okay? He tells me that it got so bad that I believe that his movements was restricted, he wouldn't have been able to get out and about towards the end of his life. I believe that he would have been confined or restricted to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of his life there. I know that this gentleman had I want to say, a big heart, okay? He was a very loving kind of a man of when he was yours. Do you understand why I have
him?
Okay. And would you understand if I said to you that he would have been like the peacemaker between everyone? Because it's like, come on, let's all come together. And, you know, it's the old saying, isn't it, of united we stand, divided we'll fall. And I believe that's where I need to put you at the minute, that, you know, that we need to try and... I'm not saying you need to pull everything together, because I don't think that you can, because I know that you've tried your very best, because he tells me you have tried to pull everyone back together. But I know that there's been such a big parting in the family since he has passed, and you've seen this. And, you know, he feels, I don't want to say disappointed, because that would be wrong, but he feels like, if only I was there, I could sort this out. So would you understand that you've tried your best there, Jill?
Yes.
And he says to me, excuse me, it's like trying to bang your head against a brick wall, isn't it, at the moment? I know that you're feeling quite depleted with this yourself. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And Jill, I know that I'm aware as well to tell you then that, you know, I don't want to tell you anything that you don't want to hear or any bear of any bad. You know, it's not going to change anytime soon, okay? I really didn't want to say that to you, but I have to. I have to be true to the spirit world, okay? It's not going to change anytime soon, because it's like when you have two stubborn people that will not talk to each other, then it's never going to get sorted, is it? And I believe that's where we are, that you're trying to bring these two stubborn people together that's causing conflict each and every time. And the backlash is coming back to you every single time. Is that right?
Yes.
And you can't, you know again, the saying, you can't do wrong. So you can't do right for doing wrong. You can't do wrong for doing right. No matter what you do, it's never good
enough.
Yes, okay?
Totally.
Now, I know that your dad in the spirit world is sending lots of healing, lots of upliftment to you. I know I'm looking in the chat room. I know that our chat room is sending lots of healing and blessings to you as well, which is wonderful. And, you know, I believe, and I really do, that if we can all pull together, that what a difference we could make, you know. And one day I'll explain of how I see this. I'm not going to do it now, because I know we're very limited on time. But you know, one day I will go through bits like this on a show with everyone. But I know that I want to say, you know, even just a few of us, we can make a difference, okay? Because he is aware of that. And as we're making a difference, the spirit world is trying to do their best. But I know that I want to, you know, just pick you up and just lead you on, okay? You know, your dad wants me to see to you. Sometimes it's easier to just pull away and let them get on with it, okay? Would you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know I want to say to you there that's what your dad wants me to say to you. Sometimes we need to just pull away, okay? So let me just say that to you at the moment. Hang on, you have, then, have you? You've already started to pull away a bit. Is that right?
Or I'm just like, I'm trying, I think I'm processing something, and I can't live like that anymore.
Perfect. Okay, because your dad says to me, no, she's already done it. She's already started, okay? And I believe that, you know, the further you pull away, that the easier the situation will become. Not because you've been removed, Edward. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying any of this is your fault, because it's not, okay? But it's like these two in particular are thriving on the backlash coming to you. Is that right?
Well, yeah, let's just throw it at her. Whether it's us, is there anything, any problem in the family I'm not responsible for?
Yeah,
you know, it's like no matter what, I'm not even there, and it's my, you know, it's like everything's my fault. It's not my fault.
See, your dad just says to me, pull back from her. Pull back from him, okay? I know it's difficult to do that, okay? But I know that that's what I'm being made aware of to say to you. Pull back from him just a little bit, okay? And you know the old saying of give him, you know, let them stand on their own 2 feet and let's see what happens then, okay? Because I know that you've been supportive emotionally, physically, mentally, and supportive in every way, shape, or form you possibly can. And this is the thanks we get, isn't it?
Totally.
Okay. See, your dad, again, see, he wants me to get a bit frustrated, is the word. But, you know, the thing I want to say to you is pull back. Let's see what happens then, okay? Because I know that you are appreciated more than you can imagine. Because it's like, as I said, Jill will accept it. Jill will accept all this rubbish that's going on because she always does. But if Jill is not accepting anymore, then we have to put the difference to a side, okay? And I believe that's... See, and this has only come about since somebody has passed, is that right, Jill?
Yes.
See, because I know that that's what I'm being told. It's only happened since somebody has passed over to the spirit world, okay?
Well, no, it's just something's passed, and I took care of my father. I did all the work. I lost out. I'm the single mom. They're all set for life, and then, like, I'm still the problem.
There we are. Perfect.
If
okay.
There's a problem, you know, now there's a, we're not even a family, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, your dad is perfectly well aware of this, okay? And your dad will do his very best in the spirit world, okay? As I said, it's not going to be sorted very soon. It's not. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take a long time for things to work out. And, you know, if I said to you that it'll just carry on as it is for the next few months, certainly, okay? But then we need to put our foot down and say, you know, Jill is not taking this anymore, okay?
That's where I'm at right now. I think that's what I'm processing. I'm not taking it anymore.
Perfect. Jill, I know I've got to leave it there.
Okay.
As you just heard, our time is really out. I'm going to say thank you very much, Jill, for calling.
Thank you.
Come and follow me on Facebook. Look at my new website, MikeDavisMedium.com. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Remember, Oscar will be back next week. Remember to tune into my show this Sunday. And obviously, Andrew D is on tomorrow night. The girls on a Monday. Nick, I thank each and every one of you dearly. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.